Although diet was not a distinguishing feature of our centenarians, improper diet is clearly linked with disease and premature aging. The most recent statistics indicate that the typical American diet consists of 40% fat, 130 pounds of white sugar per year, and 3 to 5 times more salt than the body actually needs. It cannot be accidental that 86% of Americans over 65 are afflicted with one or more degenerative disorders: heart disease, cancer, arthritis, diabetes, and osteoporosis. Although long considered diseases of old age, we now view them more accurately as lifestyle diseases. There are now alarming signs of these disorders in people under 50 and even young children. For centuries, the literature of longevity has been filled with testimony about the virtue of strict dietary abstinence. In addition to potentially increasing lifespans, another advantage of dietary restriction is its avoidance of useless calories and processed foods. On a regimen of 1,200 to 1,500 calories a day, there is no room for cakes, hamburgers, and French fries. Sugar and fat have to be excised to make room for an abundance of whole foods. This makes a good deal of sense. The rampant degenerative disease that afflicts our society in old age indicates that we are being held back from the long, healthy lifespans that few achieve. Yet it seems to me that centenarians tend to be far ahead of the gerontologists in what they know about living. There's something woefully lacking in any fragmentary approach to life, however intriguing any single fragment happens to be. Dietary restriction doesn't address the rich psychology of humans, and what we know about longevity so far indicates that this factor is extremely important. However, this emphasis on personal qualities of heart and mind is at odds with current gerontology, which is infatuated with youth hormones and genetic engineering. We need to evaluate this perspective and ask why our portrayal of real-life centenarians has been so far removed from the kind of longevity achieved in test tubes. Something disturbing lies beneath the surface of the wild-eyed predictions made by geneticists with regard to aging. Americans like to imagine that technical ingenuity will solve any problem. The theory is that given a little biochemical retooling, our bodies can be made more efficient, less prone to breakdowns, and slower to wear out. If any field was dedicated to the proposition that the body is mindless and inherently defective, this is it. Like other reductionist models, the genetic view of aging ignores life as a whole. There are examples of societies where longevity has been highly valued, and it is here, in a real-life setting, that we find our best laboratory. Abkhazia, a far-flung mountain region of southern Russia, is a land of almost mythical old age. It is the only place I have ever heard of where there's a separate word for great-great-great-grandparents, which is applied only to the living, not to someone who has died. These rural villagers, almost all of them illiterate field workers, have been reputed to have reached incredible ages of 120, 130, and upwards of 170 years old. Abkhazia boasted 5 times as many centenarians as any part of the world, and 80% of the long living, the word old was never applied to them, were active and vigorous. It was common for both men and women to work in the local tea fields for decades past the official retirement age of 60. Champion tea pickers were given certificates when they reached 100. For centuries, Abkhazia had been a place where sedentary retirement was unknown except in cases of disability. Love of hard work was deeply ingrained among the Abkhazians, and records showed that a woman of 109 was paid for 49 full work days in the tea fields one summer. The population subsisted on homegrown vegetables and dairy products, with small amounts of nuts, grains, and meat to round out the fare. Total intake of fat and calories was unusually low by Western standards, between 1,500 and 2,000 calories a day, and it was customary for people to walk distances of up to 20 miles a day.